Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that, you're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because God is talking to you. He's showing you something that he has for you.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog?
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right.
God gives you a dream, and I believe that we all have a dream. If God has given each one of us something that's beyond us, and hope and aspiration that makes us look beyond. And sometimes the dream is so big it scares us, but it should inspire us to believe that we can only do it with God's help. The dream is your dream. And sometimes we make a mistake and want to share our dreams with everybody. Dreams can get you in trouble. You have dream busters. There's people who don't have a dream, and they will try and help bring down your dream. God gave your dream to you. And everything that God gives you, God intends for you to achieve and accomplish.
Don't have time to regret. We move on, because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie. I'm a sinner, I'm an old sinner. I've done some bad things, I've done some good things. So, you know, you just forgive yourself and move on.
These people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know. You see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. People have hard lives, and the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
Don't give up. Don't let the world get you down. When it does get you down, get up and write what you want out of your life and don't fucking stop. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no vacation. You get up every fucking day, you look in the mirror and you tell that mirror, I'm a bad motherfucker. And one way or another, I'm gonna make it fucking happen today. And guess what? If you keep writing it down, after a while, the power of the pen, you'll fucking believe it.
If you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it.
Just stand. You keep standing.
You keep standing, no matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up.
Don't allow the difficult and challenging times to demoralize you. He said, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges. And I'm saying, in your hands, you have ideas. You have been given something to bring to the universe that was not here before you showed up.
Do a little bit more work, and a little bit more work. Results are gonna come more. More people are gonna believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
Today is the day that you let go of that hurt and release that pain forever. Your tears have served the ground for far too long. It's time for you to practice that smile daily. It's time for that smile to no longer be a stranger. And it's time for you to let go of the things that are stripping your heart of its happiness. You can't heal by going back to the hurt. You can't receive your future by holding on to your past. So stop pressing replay on the things that need to be deleted from your life.
He had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end. That time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm gonna tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's gonna happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up, because you knew something unexpected was gonna happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
It doesn't matter. What is your level of intelligence? What is your level of capability? Introvert, extrovert, this, that, doesn't matter. Do you have the courage and commitment to make the possibility into your reality?